right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I just pray the Lord keeps looking out for you, stay in his presence, you put him first forever, and you keep staying steadfast, loyal, and faithful. I pray that you fight the good fight of faith, you are on that narrow path, and you're staying strong, diligent, all the way to the end for the Most High. And I just pray that you can help out a bunch of people along the way as well. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the day and through the night. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for just always providing for us and looking out for us when it all seems end. You know, when things go bad or go wrong, we always reach a dead end at some point, but the Lord just always find a way to look out, pull through for you. Amen. So let us thank the Lord for answering our prayers. Let us thank the Lord for his word, his grace, his mercy, his favor. Let us just thank the Lord for his only begotten son died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all got to be more grateful and appreciative in these times that we're in. We're in the end times, we're in the last days, we're in perilous times, we're in the days of Noah. So got to be able to appreciate things more often, all right? Less complaining, more praising forevermore, okay? Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all you guys for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I'm praying for you all. Love you all. I appreciate you dearly. And let us uplift them one another in Christ. Let us encourage each other in the Lord. And let us constantly keep building in unity for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, come together in unity, peace, love, harmony for the Lord. Amen. The Lord loves when people are together. All right. So let us be gathered so that his presence could be among us. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Always stay in his presence, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. Let his son just know that the son loves you so much he died for your sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. So always understand that he is coming in an hour. Nobody knows but the Father. He's coming like a thief in the night. So he is coming back for a people that is spotless and blameless. Okay, so let us clean ourselves up and tighten up and do better as we're here in the times that we're in now, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. So hope that you all had a blessed day, and I hope that better days are coming for you all, all right? I pray that if you're going through something harsh or bad at the moment, just stay strong, stay hang in there, and trust in the Lord. Bless the person whose hope is in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord, amen. You look to the hills, and your help comes from the Lord, amen. Always will be, all right? So in today's message, we're just going to go through this other part of the church pamphlet, the church brochure. Just read a tiny book of it, just quick reminders. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Hallelujah. So let us go through with this brochure. Welcome to the Christian Service Center. We want you to know that we love Jesus and desire to serve him in every scriptural way. Our goal is to have every person ready for the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we endeavor to teach the uncompromised whole counsel of God's word. Please look over the following information and call on us for any questions you may have. Seniors, Pastors Bill and Eleanor Owens, founders of CSC. Our mission statement, make disciples unto Jesus. From the start, the Christian Service Center was founded in 1977 when Pastors Bill and Elnora Owens returned from mission duty in Jamaica. It began as a Bible training center and in 1979 became a church as well. Since that time, the vision of the church and the people have grown to include many local and foreign outreaches. Our most intense prayer is to prepare every Christian to serve in the calling the Lord places upon their life. Grow to spiritual maturity and be ready for Jesus' return. A full gospel family church, we are a church in which the whole family can grow and be nurtured lovingly. We provide for the spiritual needs of the entire family. From the nursery to the retired adult, we have a strong emphasis on prayer, ministry, teaching, training, fellowship, worship, praise, and evangelism. Lead pastors Mark and Christine Smith, New Creation Ministry Training Center, the Christian Service Center's Bible School. In these latter days, there is a greater need and hunger to know the divine will and purposes of God. We have the teachings and materials to fill much of this need. We must be busy about the Father's business while it is yet day. We must edify the body of Christ with God's word, sincere milk for the babes, for the babies, growth for the hungry, nutrition for the maturing, teaching for becoming victorious in Jesus. The entire program of the Christian Service Center is dedicated to fulfilling this need in all saints of all ages. Upcoming Bible training classes will be announced. Foreign missions and Bible materials outreach. We are an evangelistic church with a strong emphasis on missions. Our mission outreach support a variety of ministries. We also have provided Bible training materials all over the world, such as Bibles, books, Bible school courses, and teachings. These resources have been sent into Africa, the Caribbean, Central America, the United Kingdom, Europe, Asia, and the USA. Times have changed. We are going digital with all of our Bible resources and books. They will be available on our website. We believe in the Great Commission as Jesus proclaimed in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you." This thus fulfilling our CSC mission statement, making disciples of all nations, as Jesus said. Church office website, call our church office at 727-525-7461 or visit our website at www.cscscenters.org for details, times, directions, and information. Watch live stream services. Watch the service live on our website Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Go to the CSC website at www.cscenters.org. Click on live stream tab, click on live stream, and enjoy the service. Why do we do what we do? Why do we stand to sing? And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Why do we clap our hands? Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Psalm 47, verse 1. Why do we lift our hands? Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Psalm 63, verse 4. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 134, verse 2. Why do we have audible praise unto God? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1. Let the high praise of God be in thy mouth. Psalm 149, verse 6. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, "Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God." And I heard it, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 and 6. Why do we sing in tongues and in English? For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 through 15. Why do we have this type of worship? But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The book of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. For we are in the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. What is prophesy? Was prophecy. The Lord God hath spoken, but who can but prophesy? Amos chapter 3, verse 8. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. Why do we prophesy? Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 10. Why do we have speaking with tongues and interpretation of those tongues in church? Wherefore, brother, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 10. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by chorus, and let one interpret. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27. Why are musical instruments or recorded music a part of the worship service? Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Psalms 150 verses 3-5. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Revelation chapter 14 verse 2. What is meant by a new song to the Lord? Believers in Jesus are hearing from the Lord all over the world. They receive new songs from the Lord by the Holy Spirit. These new songs inspire the family of God with fresh new praise and worship to honor and exalt Father God and Jesus in their generation. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Psalm 144, verse 9. The Lord is my strength and song. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. And with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. Sing unto him a new song. Psalm 33, verse 3. The song of the Lord began also with the trumpets. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 27. Why do people dance in church? According to the Bible, it is not only right, but is also a command. Let them praise his name in the dance. Psalm 149, verse 3. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. Book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 20. Music. Singing to the Lord is the most important expression of the saints to stimulate praise and worship. To worship God in spirit and in truth, the music and words must come forth from a born-again person's spirit in Jesus Christ, inspired by God alone. The source of all music must be properly discerned as to whether it is clean or unclean, holy or unholy. Fivefold ministry. The ministry gifts of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, they are Christ given himself in ministry form to the church. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 and 11. Church. It is not the building, it is the spiritual house made up of the people of God, rightly related to one another under the lordship of Jesus Christ, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. To minister, to serve or help another by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Laying on of hands, power ministry, the book of Mark chapter 16, the book of James chapter 5, and the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Zion, the hill in the Old Testament, Jerusalem, where God's presence dwelt. God's presence is now in his church, which is also called Mount Zion. But ye are come into Mount Zion, and into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 22 through 23. Tenets of faith. Number one, we believe in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as verbally inspired of God and inerrant in the original writings, and that they are the word of God and the final authority in faith and conduct. Number two, we believe in one God, the creator of all things and man, externally existing in three persons in a threefold relationship, that of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the perfect unity of the Godhead and the three persons therein. Number three, we believe that Jesus Christ was begotten of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin, and is God in flesh, the God-man. Number four, we believe that man was created in the image of God, that he sinned and thereby incurred not only physical death, but also spiritual death, which is separation from God. That Adam's sin was imputed to the whole race of mankind, and that all human beings are born with a sinful nature, and in case of those who reach the state of moral responsibility, become sinners before God in thought, word, and deed. Number five, we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, the sins of all men, according to the scriptures, as a substitutionary sacrifice, and that all who believe in him and confess him as Lord are freely justified and stand before God accepted in the character and merit of Jesus Christ. Number six, we believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, in his ascension into heaven, and that in his present life, he is the head of the church, the Lord of the individual believer, the high priest over the house of God, and the advocate in the family of God. There will be the resurrection and final judgment of both the saved and the lost, and the saved to everlasting life and the lost to everlasting damnation. Number 7, we believe in the personal, imminent, and second coming of Christ, first to receive his own to himself and later to set up his earthly kingdom and to reign over redeemed Israel and all nations of the world, that is to bring peace and bless it to the whole world. Number 8, we believe that God is a spiritual father only to those who trust his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, that only those truly saved through faith in Christ are spiritual brethren. Number 9, baptism in water by immersion is essential to fulfill the commandment of Jesus Christ as soon as possible. Following the experience of salvation, it is an outward public demonstration of a deep inner commitment to die to sin. We are being buried in his likeness to walk in the newness of life. We are being resurrected in his likeness by exercise of our will and confession of our faith. Number 10, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, distinct from the new birth, as evidenced by speaking in a new tongue, is essential to be empowered from on high into service of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number 11, ordinance of the Lord's Supper, the partaking of the fruit of the vine and the bread in fellowship and union of spirit as observance of the Lord's death until he comes. It shall only be taken after careful examination and exacting judgment of ourselves, lest we do so unworthily and fail of the purpose to discern our place and condition in the body of Christ. The ritual of washing the saints' feet is observed by individuals and on special occasions to renew our commitment to serve one another, to heal relationships, and control tendencies toward self-exaltation. Number 13, that all the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit manifested in the first apostolic church at Pentecost are relevant and absolutely necessary to the edification, exhortation, and growth of the body of Christ until he returns. Number 14, that every believer born again and endued with power be encouraged to follow the commission of our Lord Jesus Christ to go into all the world, enrolling disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things he commanded us to do, that miraculous signs may fully be expected following the Spirit anointed teaching and preaching of such believers. Also that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the sick shall recover through the ministration of the believer in laying on of hands, praying in faith and anointing with oil. Number 15, that deliverance from sickness is provided for in the atonement and is an inherited benefit of all believers. Number 16, human sexuality, sexual identity, and marriage. We believe that God, as stated in his word, the Bible forbids sexual activity outside of marriage. We believe that any form of adultery, fornication, incest, polygamy, homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, pornography, any form of sex outside of marriage between one man and one woman is a sinful perversion of God's gift of sex. Book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Also the book of Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. And the book of Genesis chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. The book of Leviticus chapter 18, verses 1 through 30. The book of Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 32. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Also the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 and 18. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. The book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. And the book of Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 through 8. We believe God's word, the Bible concerning gender identity, there are only two sexes, male and female. Each sex is determined at birth by the reproductive human anatomy organ, the God-given sex organ. As stated in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28, the book of Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 through 2, the book of Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 5, and the book of Mark chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. God created male, Adam, and female, Eve, the mother of all human beings, book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, and blessed them. Any attempt to alter one's sex by surgery, medication, appearance, or gender identifying is wrong according to God as revealed in his word. The Bible, we believe God's word, the Bible, that our sex is either male or female and is determined at birth, thus identifying oneself as a male or female by the human sex organ given to us at birth. We believe that the only legitimate marriage is the joining of one man, male, and one woman, female, in holy matrimony. The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. The book of Romans chapter 7, verse 2. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. And also the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Church Covenant. Considering that there is one Lord, one faith, one spirit, and one body, we choose to enter this covenant as a local assembly. We wish to do so to identify ourselves as members of the body of Christ, eternal, universal, and inseparable from the person of Jesus Christ. Body of Christ Covenant. It is with great joy and anticipation that I join my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus in entering this covenant by faith. Because I have been redeemed from an eternal death in hell by Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, called and ordained of God, my Heavenly Father, and empowered to serve by the Holy Spirit, I hereby commit myself totally forever to be joined together in one mind and one accord with the General Assembly of the Firstborn and to diligently seek to abide in that foreordained place continuously. I exist and now am only because of God's love and His Son, Jesus, giving His life for me. I will love all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus as He loves me. I will always prefer others ahead of myself. I will lay down my life for a brother or sister, love my enemies, and bless them that despitefully use me. Children are God's love, give to us. Therefore, I commit myself to raise my children in the love, admonition, and discipline of the Lord. I commit myself to pray unceasingly for 1, governments and heads of governments. 2, to the Lord of the harvest, that laborers might be sent into the harvest. 3, that the will of the Father might be done on earth as it is in heaven. 4, for all saints everywhere. 5, as an intercessor to fill the gap and build up the wall for all who are oppressed of the devil. God's word is spirit and life, and I live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, I commit myself to the study, hearing, and doing of the word as the very essence of my new creation life. The word of God is the incorruptible seed of God. Therefore, I will so proclaim generously for an incorruptible harvest. I will renew my mind by the washing of the water of the word that I demonstrate the perfect will of God and be judged faithful by the words of my mouth. I have received freely, therefore I will give forth freely. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith worketh by love, and everything that is not of faith is sin. Therefore, the just shall live by faith, and I commit myself to live and abide in the faith of God, not to lean upon the arm of flesh, nor to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I rejoice in the fact that there is the test of my faith, whereby I am found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I will hold fast to the confession of my faith, that I will not become cast away. I am an overcomer. Holiness is God's standard, and without holiness, no man shall see God. Therefore, I commit myself to die completely to the old man, to refuse all dominion of sin, to put on the new man, to touch no unclean thing, to cleanse myself of all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I will walk in the Spirit, be led of the Spirit, and have no life but the life of Christ in me. Because God has reconciled me to Himself by Jesus Christ, He has committed unto me the word and ministry of reconciliation of the word of the world. I am therefore His commissioned disciple and ambassador to go into all the world, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, setting captives free, healing all who are oppressed of the devil, winning the lost and teaching them to do all the things that God has commanded me to do. I acknowledge that God has set apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers in the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. They are given to us as ensamples, and I therefore acknowledge their leadership in guiding and directing me through the word and admonition to the maturity required in each member of the body of Christ. I will esteem them highly for the word's sake, and will submit to them because they watch over my soul and must give account, and that they might do so with joy and not with grief. These of the ministry are God's gifts to the body of Christ, and God has given His portion, our first fruits, the tithes, as their portion. To withhold or misuse these tithes is robbing God. Therefore, I am obedient to dedicate all of my earthly substance to God, that He may use and distribute according to His word as He wills. I designate the storehouses as God's chosen place of fellowship and spiritual refreshing, and will bring all my tithes into the storehouse to ensure meat in my Father's house and His blessings. I will be obedient to give generous offerings wherever or whenever God so directs. Fellowship of the saints with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, is the highest expression of unity and harmony in the body of Christ. Therefore, I give highest priority to the assembling together in awe and reverence of our Lord God for instruction, praise, worship, and inspiration. I will attend only those assemblies that gather under the exclusive headship of Jesus Christ and no other. Jesus is Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Amen. All right, so there you have it. All right, just quick reminders of worship, the order of the ministry, the things of God, the word, the gospel, the foundation, so forth and so forth. Just quick reminders. So it's important to stick to the basics and the foundation of everything and to always reread the word, always stay in it, always be doers of the word, and constantly just live in the way that the Lord wants us to. Amen. So let us do better. Let's clean up our act. Let's do better, make better choices, help those around us, and constantly keep striving and fixing our eyes on Jesus and fixing our eyes on the prize and running that race. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So there is the message right there. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He is the hope for humanity, y'all. Yes, it's the one true hope. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is our refuge, the Lord is my helper, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my everything and above, the Lord is so amazing, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our God is one, there's no other like him. Most definitely, y'all, he is a sufficient one. He is a sustainer. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, HaYashai, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. Yes, yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Most definitely, he is able. He is worthy. He is so amazing. The Father and Son are excellent. Amen. Most definitely, very glad and happy to serve them. Serve the Most High. Most definitely, y'all. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant. He created everything in 6 days and he rests on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. He is the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Root of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of return of salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Hallelujah. He is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua, Yahushua, Yeshua. Yes, yes, the word of Ahai Yeshai, the word of the consuming fire. The word is purifying silver, just as David said. A good word makes the heart glad, as Proverbs says. Yes, yes. The word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. He is the word, most definitely. All praise to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, yes. His only begotten Son died for our sins. Very awesome, very amazing. Father and Son are awesome. Amen. So always be grateful, always praise him. Thank him day after day, night after night. Stay in his word night and day. Day and night. Meditate in the law day and night, y'all. Day and night, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. His Son is so amazing for just, you know, shedding his blood for us. You know, his precious blood, the atonement. Very excellent, very awesome. He's done that for us. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. Boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. His Son is worthy, able, excellent. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, love. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey. New dreams, new visions, new signs, new wonders, new miracles, new communication, new songs to sing to the Lord. Yes, steadfastness, loyalty, faithfulness, goodness. Yes, yes, blessing, strength, abundance, prosperity, power, love, sound mind, pure gospel, sound doctrine, obedience, 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 obedience. Faithfulness, faithfulness, obedience, obedience, stability, firm strength, renewed strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Speak those things over your life. Much love. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes. The Lord healed your body. Yes, he did. In Jesus' blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. Just the word for today. Quick reminders with things based on worship, service, fellowship, one another, the word, the law, the commandments, the law, statutes, and commandments, the gospel, his Son, and everything. Okay, so just little quick reminders, and there you have it, all right? So I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, start your life over. You have new beginnings and a fresh start, and that the Lord turns your life around and that things just get better for you along your journey, your path. Amen. Messed up, most definitely, y'all, all right? So what I'll do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Got much love for you all. Pray for you all. I'm praying for you all. Love you all so much dearly. Peace.